Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway roller coaster? Thoughts whizzing by, worries piling up, anxiety's taking over. Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a secret weapon against all that mental chaos. Mindfulness. And trust me, I'm not talking about some airy-fairy, lotus position meditation mumbo-jumbo. We're gonna get real about how to bring mindfulness into your everyday life. Make it work for you, and actually feel the difference. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs fast, and having a clear head is like having an ace up your sleeve. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the power of mindfulness. Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind. First off, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, that's practically impossible. It's more about observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, like watching clouds drift by. Imagine you're sitting on a park bench, watching the leaves dance in the wind. You notice the warmth of the sun, the sound of birds chirping, and maybe even a gentle breeze brushing against your skin. You're present in that moment, fully absorbed in the experience. That's what mindfulness is all about, being fully present with whatever you're experiencing without getting caught up in a whirlwind of thoughts. Number 2. Mindfulness is a superpower for stress management. When you're constantly bombarded by information and demands, your mind goes into overdrive. You start feeling overwhelmed, anxious, maybe even a little panicked. But here's the cool part. Mindfulness acts like a mental reset button. When you take a moment to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, or simply pay attention to what's happening around you, you calm down that racing mind and create space for clarity and peace. Third, mindfulness isn't just some relaxing pastime, it's about making conscious choices. You know that feeling when you reach for another cookie because it tastes good, but your brain already knows you've had enough. That's your autopilot taking over. But with mindfulness, you become more aware of those impulses and make conscious decisions based on what truly serves you, not just instant gratification. 4. Mindfulness strengthens your emotional intelligence. Ever notice how some people seem to handle tough situations with grace and composure, while others fall apart? Well, mindfulness is a major factor in that. When you're mindful, you become more attuned to your own emotions and those of others. You learn to identify triggers, manage your reactions, and respond with empathy and understanding. And last but not least, mindfulness isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Don't beat yourself up if your mind wanders, it happens to all of us. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment, like a dog returning to its owner's side. Remember, every little bit of mindfulness you cultivate adds up over time, making you stronger, wiser, and more resilient in the face of life's challenges. Let me paint you a picture. You're stuck in traffic, fuming about being late for an important meeting. Your mind is racing, thoughts spiraling out of control. But wait, you remember our mindfulness chat today. So, instead of letting your anger take over, you take a deep breath, focus on the feeling of your hands gripping the steering wheel, and notice the sights and sounds around you. Maybe you see a child waving to their parent, or hear birds chirping in a nearby park. Suddenly, the frustration begins to fade, replaced by a sense of calm and acceptance. You arrive at your meeting a little later than planned, but you're feeling centered and ready to handle whatever comes your way. D. Mindfulness can be your secret weapon for navigating those daily stressors with grace and ease. So, there you have it, 5 powerful reasons why mindfulness is essential for living a more fulfilling and meaningful life. The beauty of it all is that you don't need any fancy equipment or years of training to start reaping the benefits. Just remember, start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every little victory. You've got this. Now go out there, practice some mindfulness, and rock your day. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. See you in the next episode of How to Be Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.